What's up, everybody? I'm feeling way better now. It's Wednesday, and sorry for the late release. I had a couple of computer snafus, if you will. Thank you all for jumping on, being a part of the old party here. And we got some breaking news from the old Wall Street Journal. American Airlines regional jet helicopter involved in a crash near the D.C. airport. This is today. Authorities are investigating a mid-air collision involving an American Airlines regional jet and a military helicopter near Washington, D.C. airport. The Federal Aviation Administration said the crash involved a Bombardier CRJ-700 regional jet operated by, America's regional carrier, PSA. The Air Safety Agency said the passenger jet flight 5342 en route to Kansas, Wichita, was on approach to Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport around 9 p.m. Eastern. Aviation industry and government officials said the jet had 60 passengers and 4 crew members. American Airlines said on X that it was aware of reports that its regional flight had been involved in an accident and said it would provide information as it becomes available. The FAA said the National Transportation Safety Board would lead in the investigation. Freshly minted White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said on Fox News that a regional jet collided with the military chopper and said that Trump was briefed on the crash. The crash and emergency response led to a ground stop at one of the nation's busiest airports, disrupting other flights bound for the airfield, which is a favorite of lawmakers and political leaders as they travel to and from D.C. Yes, kids, this happened just recently. Two big a plane and a chopper crashed into each other. There's nothing official yet as far as casualties. If it isn't any casualties, there's probably a whole bunch of people hurt really bad and off to the hospital. We here at the Stretch Goose pray for every single one of those passengers, that they all make it out okay, that the pilots are not dead. And it's a sad situation. And I'm sure by the end of Thursday, more information will come out, and we'll have a pretty good idea of what went down in this situation. Well, kids, I got to do it. I know by now everybody has heard Jim Acosta has bid his farewell. Here we go. Let's hear his amazing goodbye.
And I just wanted to end today's show by thanking all of the wonderful people who work behind the scenes at this network. You may have seen some reports about me and the show. And after giving all of this some careful consideration and weighing an alternative time slot CNN offered me, I've decided to move on. I am grateful to CNN for the nearly 18 years I've spent here doing the news. People often ask me if the highlight of my career at CNN was at the White House covering Donald Trump. Actually, no. That moment came here, when I covered former President Barack Obama's trip to Cuba in 2016 and had the chance to question the dictator there, Raul Castro, about the island's political prisoners. As the son of a Cuban refugee, I took home this lesson. It is never a good time to bow down to a tyrant. I have always believed it's the job of the press to hold power to account. I've always tried to do that here at CNN, and I plan on going doing all of that in the future. One final message. Don't give in to the lies. Don't give in to the fear. Hold on to the truth and to hope. Even if you have to get out your phone, record that message. I will not give in to the lies. I will not give in to the fear. Post it on your social media so people can hear from you too. I'll have more to say about my plans in the coming days, but until then, I want to thank all of you for tuning in. It has been an honor to be welcomed into your home for all these years. That's the news. Reporting from Washington, I'm Jim Acosta.
That's it for Jimmy. Jimmy is gone. Now, of course, what's next for Jim? Well, nobody really knows exactly except him. I will say that in all my brief time on this world listening to Jim Acosta, he is not going to be missed. He is the one guy that could not tell the truth on the Russia collusion, could not tell the truth on any of the president's activities along with immigration. He towed the company line like it ain't nobody's business when it came in regards to Trump and his administration, from the FISA warrants all the way down throughout these last 9-10 years or so. And for him to sit there and say, you know, don't believe, don't give in to the lies, the fear, believe in the truth. I want to know what the lies are. I want to know what the truth actually is. And I want Jim Acosta to be a little bit more candid and tell us what is going on. And of course, I can't wait to see what he does next, but until then, he's going to do this nonsense until the big thing starts.
Hey guys, it's Jim, and let me just say this, I've had quite the day, but as you could see earlier today, this was my last day at CNN, and I did want to jump on Substack Live here for a moment and say, welcome to my new venture. I'm going independent, at least for now. This is just the beginning, but I wanted to invite you to join me here on this platform as we talk about the day's news, talk about politics, and so on. And I do want to, and just in case you missed my closing message earlier in the day, don't give in to the lies. Don't give in to fear. Hold on to the truth and hope. And we'll keep this conversation going. Great to see all of you here. We'll talk some more soon.
Excuse me. So Jimmy is going to do some Substacks, some writings, and some talking until his next big gig comes up, obviously. He's not going to do this forever. But I will say this, hopefully, that he outdoes Don Lemon's, you know, and his adventure, which is crashed into the fucking ocean. That is something that I honestly just hope Jim Acosta, Anderson Cooper, Brian Stelter, I really do hope that they all fail at their next venture after everything that has happened and all the things that they tried to do in their CNN reporting. And I mean, this is all just my opinion. Not here slandering. This is how I feel about these guys. I don't think these guys are honest. I don't think they're being genuine. And I think it's pretty pathetic, actually, for them to act the way that they do. And then when everything comes ahead and full circle, as it were, and they're all starting to get fired or they're all leaving, they suddenly become choir boys. How much of that is CNN? How much of that is them? We're never going to know. We're just never going to know. So here is something that's been going on with the immigration. So Donald Trump has been rounding everybody up. Donald Trump has been shipping people away. We've had the Colombian incident. We've had a whole bunch of other issues with the immigration stuff. We had a guy that was in the military that got arrested with a whole bunch of illegal immigrants, if you will. And then there's somebody else who just recently got picked up that was not an illegal immigrant. And we've also noticed that there's been videos posted of a lot of people that for some reason are showing restaurants, grocery stores, and other retail businesses almost empty, claiming that because of what ICE is doing that everybody is hiding or they're not out anymore because they're all getting caught. Well, there are some that are still working, and here's a clip of a guy doing exactly that, being as brave as he can.
All right, Daddy Trump, you want to take us the fuck out of here? Come do this shit then. Look where the fuck do your house. Look where the fuck do your streets. Come get it, bitch.
Hey, what's up, TikTok? Quick reminder to everybody in my comment section about the video and everything that has been harassing my family and, you know, sending me messages. I'm a U.S. citizen. I'm legal. I'm going to repeat it again. I'm a U.S. citizen. I'm legal. So whoever, Border Patrol, ICE, I don't care. Bring it on, baby. I'm legal. Ain't nothing you can do to me. I express myself how I feel about my brothers and sisters, you know? That's all I did. And freedom of speech, baby. That's all I'm doing. I'm an American. Hallelujah.
There was so much I wanted to say, but now that I think about it, I'm just like, does it really fucking matter? Does it really? I mean, in the grand scheme of things, does it really matter? I mean, yeah, he claims to be a citizen. He's taunting the government. He's talking shit. They might, you know, this is, as I said before, you got a lot of people getting mistakenly picked up, and this is a guy that's saying a lot of things and then saying that nothing's going to happen because he's a legal U.S. citizen born in America. He's just tired of his brothers and sisters getting picked up and sent home for not doing their part, you know, for basically breaking the law. And then I sit for a few seconds thinking about it, and it doesn't even fucking matter. It really doesn't. I mean, people are going to get picked up. There's going to be mistakes made. People are going to get released. They're going to talk shit. They're going to file lawsuits. This whole immigration thing is going to be a giant 4-year boondoggle of mistaken identity, but the success rate will be fairly high. There's going to be countries that people are going to be sent to. Their governments are going to complain because of dignity issues and handcuffs and all this other stupid nonsense. It doesn't really matter. At the end of the day, it's a complete waste of, it's just a complete waste. I don't know. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it doesn't really matter all that much. Anyway, on to the Chicago Inspector General has dropped a report exposing Mayor Brandon Johnson's secret gift stash, jewelry, whiskey, handbags, and shoes, all stored in a quote-unquote gift room hidden from investigators as well as Johnson's personal office. The report reveals a system with no real checks on the power of the office. So the mayor, who screamed and cried racism and talked about the difficulties in Chicago being the fault of white people, somehow was able to do human things like steal jewelry, whiskey, handbags, shoes, money, all kinds of shit in a gift room. It turns out that racism is nothing more than a parlor trick to get paid. Just ask Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, etc. All right, let's get into this. Captain America Brave New World is coming out on Valentine's Day, so if you really want to take your other half on a date, you know, what a movie to see, right? Such romance. It's some dude in tights beating up a red monster. Well, on one of the press tours in Europe, The star of the show, Anthony Mackie, said this.
For me, Captain America represents a lot of different things, and I don't think the term, you know, America should be one of those representations. Like, it's about a man who keeps his word, who has honor, dignity, and integrity. Someone who is trustworthy and dependable. You know, it's kind of like an aspect of a dream coming true. You know, when I was a kid, you know, all of us as actors, I believe, want to get back to that day before someone told you no. When you look out your door and you see a 5-year-old kid with a stick and he's slaying dragons to save the princess in the tower, that kid really believes there are dragons out there. That stick is really a sword and he's really trying to save that princess. And then one day somebody told him, no, there are no dragons, that's not a sword, and that princess is not there. And all of his little dreams were dashed. So, you know, as an actor, I feel like our job is to get back to the day where we see that dragon and we slay that dragon to save that princess. And that's kind of what this movie was for me.
Well, there's been a lot on this. And here's my thing. The name of the character is Captain America. America is in the name. And I get it. I know in the comic he was Captain America in the comic was more of a man of what he has, you know, what he says, loyalty, integrity, all those types of things. And he wasn't really a representation of the government itself. And I know that. And yeah, anybody who reads the comic or is aware of Marvel's Captain America's history, you get that sense that he was never really a part of the government. He was, you know, he didn't stand for what they stood for. He was more about the establishment, more about that. He was really more about loyalty to the American people, not necessarily to the government itself. And whatever he did was to protect those people of America, not necessarily from a standpoint of the government. That's Captain America. The government would say, go take out the Red Skull. And he would say, well, I'm doing this for everybody in America. I'm not doing this for you. I'm not doing this for the president. I'm doing this for the guy on the street, and give him hope that he can one day, you know, chase and defeat his demons. And that was Captain America. So in a sense, what Anthony Mackie is trying to say here is not incorrect, but at the same time, Captain America was also about patriotism, and he was also very loyal to America. He was an anti-government character, but really, really embodied the characteristics of what it is to be an American. From an American citizen, a person in America. That's what Captain America was in the comics. And if you watch the first three movies, Captain America, Winter Soldier, and Civil War, Chris Evans really, really nailed that aspect of Captain America. He was really about loyalty. He was really about dignity. He was really about getting it done for the people around him, not necessarily for the president of the United States, not necessarily to uphold those government ideals. So I know Anthony Mackie's getting a lot of shit for this, and I know he tried to backtrack it a little bit, but in all seriousness, he's not wrong and he's not right either. He's kind of in the middle. And this is going to cause a boycott. It's going to cause a complete shit show. This movie's going to tank. And they're really going to have to rethink a lot of things with what they want to do with Captain America going forward. I just personally feel like this is not as big a deal as you might think it should be. If you knew the comics anyway, if you know the Marvel's history and around Captain America and the in what it was about, then this wouldn't get to you that much. And the critical drinker who posted this, and libs of TikTok who posted this over on X, to drum up conservative boycotts and backlash and what have you, I think it's a little unfair. I think these guys are pushing for something that, in my opinion, doesn't exist all that much. And that's kind of my two cents on it. I feel for Anthony Mackie and I do feel bad that he didn't exactly land the plane with what he was trying to say. And this is going to, as sad as it seems, as it is, it's going to bite him in the ass. And I just feel bad for the guy. And that is Wednesday, kids. Thank you all. I'll see you tomorrow. Later.